Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help an enlarged or swollen tongue with lymphatic system detoxification. This is a big problem that is affecting many individuals, and it's easy to see that it's about congestion in the tongue. It's so important to balance the body's pH and improve lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness or to improve how you feel physically and mentally. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. Wow, it's been a while. I published that book in 2006. It explains a missed problem of how acid is stopping our lymphatic system, our body's sewage treatment plant, and the problem is still here today. We're still ignoring the lymphatic system. I developed work called lymphpractic. Just like chiropractic is for the back, I developed work called lymphpractic to maintain the body using the lymphatic system. It's a fully closed session, and I help most health problems, and I work from infant to adult. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, your life changes. You understand information that is actually life-changing. To most people, an enlarged or swollen tongue doesn't seem like a big problem. A dramatically swollen tongue can lead to breathing problems and may become a medical emergency. Swelling of the tongue can occur due to inflammation of the tongue, known as glossitis, the presence of abnormal substances such as amyloid protein in the tongue. And this is important. A lot of my book is how cellular waste, and there's many parts of them, amyloid is just one of them, that are building in our body and creating our health problems. It can also be from the collection of fluid in the tongue from different diseases, from radiation or chemotherapy, and even from tumors that may infiltrate the tongue. An enlarged or swollen tongue can also occur as an allergic reaction to many medications or other substances. In this case, the swelling is due to fluid accumulation in the tissues of the tongue, medically known as angioedema. Treatment of allergic reactions that include swollen tongue can include epinephrine, antihistamines, and or steroids. Now, all these things make a difference and can really make, save your life if you're having a problem. But if you're having a swollen tongue, and this is happening often, then we need to know how to maintain our tongue. And this is something I have had to learn how to do. Let me tell you my experience I've been having with my own tongue that swells occasionally over the last 15 years. I remember it swelling. And it began as just a couple of bumps in my tongue and a little bit of swelling, and it would bleed occasionally. I went to the doctors, the best ENT, had all kind of tests done, and they said everything was fine, and we don't see anything, but I could definitely feel a lump or a bump in my tongue. So knowing that everything was okay, I just went ahead and tried to do what I can do for my tongue, because I knew it felt bigger in my mouth. It felt like it was over my teeth a little bit. That means it was expanding. So what I did was I basically started taking systemic enzymes more. I was taking them at that time much more. I started doing more alkalizing. But one of the most important things I did was drain my neck and the tongue. Now, we think of our tongue as just what we see in our mouth, but our tongue is a very big muscle that goes down our throat a little bit. So understanding that the major lymph drains are right in the neck, right behind your clavicles at the base of the neck, is where our major lymph vessel goes into a vein on either side of the neck. And it just takes all the lymph fluid in the body, goes right into that vein and right into the heart and right back out into the body again. But understanding that the lymph vessels are right in our neck and our tongue is just, maybe 5-6 inches away, not even, it can be the second organ to be damaged by waste. And the first one is the thyroid, right? Everybody has thyroid problems. And that's only about an inch away from the major lymph drain. So getting the lymphatic system going is so important. Luckily, I know how to drain my lymphatic system. And what I did is I drained my tongue. I'd put a glove on, I'd wash my hands, and I would drain the lymph nodes below my tongue, in my base of the tongue, and then drain my tongue, the bottom of it and the top of it, and the way it's supposed to flow. And I did that 2 times a day for 3 days, and my tongue felt much better. Now, I don't do that all the time. I tend to drain it a bunch, and then I forget about it. I'm like everybody else. I forget that I have to do it. And over a few weeks or months, my tongue begins to swell again. Now, I just had to take antibiotics for 12 days for a very bad infection in my finger that would not go away. I really don't like antibiotics, but we need to take them. And after that, about a few weeks after that, I felt swelling in my tongue, my prostate, and a tightness around my heart. And to me, I know that's from excess cellular waste. So that can really clog our blood vessels, our lymph vessels, and make things swell. So luckily, I was able to drain it. I understood how to take certain supplements, and I'm able to maintain my tongue. If I didn't, I can tell you I would have major, major problems because it's been 15 years. So I hope understanding what I'm doing is going to help those of you who are having a swollen tongue feel more in control of your problem. Before I tell you what you can do to help your swollen tongue with lymphatic system detoxification, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of lymphractic. My work is fully closed. It is very relaxing. It builds the immune system, but it helps to remove waste from the body and the brain. So if you live in Scottsdale, Arizona, or in the Phoenix area, it pays to come and see me. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching, which we can do over the phone or Skype. And just understanding this information will make a great difference in how you maintain your body and your tongue. So what can you do to help reduce and maintain your tongue? There are many steps, mostly things that you have control over. First, you need to know, are you overly acidic and balanced, or are you overly alkaline? Again, my book explains how one imbalance is really creating our lymphatic system to constrict or to become congested, and then it doesn't clean us, and we fill with our own cellular waste, parts of cells. And that really is what's been found in medicine, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, which is found to be cellular waste. Type 2 diabetes has been found to be cellular waste. So really, we have to start seeing how most of our health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body, limiting circulation. And what we have to do for that is to improve circulation and to reduce cellular waste in the body. So have you checked your saliva and urine pH? We want to check both. Saliva tells us what's going on above the shoulders in our body, in our tissues, and when we test our urine, that's telling us what's leaving the body. How acidic is the fluid that's leaving your body? And again, we want to get it to be more alkaline. We don't want it. Most people I check are 100 times more acidic than they're supposed to be. We want to be more in balance. So what is pH? pH stands for percent hydrogen. And what we're doing is checking a solution to see if it has a lot of hydrogen in it, which makes it more acidic. If it has less hydrogen and more oxygen, it's more alkaline. So it really is a way to test our body and get a way to see if we're, you know, imbalanced or out of balance. Now, when we test pH in your medical office, they're testing most of the times blood. And blood will not change. It will, you know, steal minerals from your tissues, from your bones, from anywhere to keep itself more alkaline, because the blood has to stay in a very narrow range. I think it's 7.35 to 7.45. Anything outside that range, you start having palpitations or start feeling your heart starts having problems. So we want to know if we are acidic, and most of us are acidic, right? We spend $50 billion a year on antacids, and we don't even realize that we're having a problem with acid, that it's affecting every problem or manifesting every problem we have, and there are many books that are talking about that. A recent study found that when the body is overly acidic, our body cells aggressively clump together, and this makes more cellular waste that can't be picked up in the body. So we basically want to test pH with pH test strips. You can get them at health food stores. You can get them online. I like Vaxa pH test strips, V-A-X-A. They're very easy to read. You get 100 for about $20, and they really will open your eyes. When I first checked my family's pH many years ago, around 2003, they were all about 100 times more acidic than they're supposed to be. And, you know, that's something that we have control over. And first, we have to know the problem. So diet is one of the most important things. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid-forming or alkaline-forming in the body? You know, fruits and vegetables and alkaline teas and grains work to balance us. But when we're eating, you know, other grains like flour, whether it's white flour or whole wheat, they're acid-forming. Red meat, sugar, all these things make us acid in the body and change our pH, and that affects how our blood flows. You know, as soon as you eat a piece of bread, tortilla, or some pasta, you begin to congest, and I felt that. When I go on a 5-day fruit fast, and you know, I go off the next day or two, and I have a egg and a tortilla or a piece of bread sometimes, you immediately feel your intestines and your body start to tighten. But because we eat these foods all the time, we don't feel that. So, you know, think of giving your body a break. We really need to understand which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body, and this can make a big difference in your health. If you need an acid-alkaline food chart, there's one at my homepage, osipinskihealthacademy.com. It's on the bottom. There's a link there. Talking about eating, try intermittent fasting. You know, we eat way too much, and we need to reduce what we eat. A recent study found every time you eat, you're making inflammation. So eating less, especially doing it weekly, 3 or 4 days a week, consecutive days, can help reduce inflammation. It's actually been shown to help Alzheimer's disease, just 4 days, twice a month of eating less. But I don't really think you should just eat less. I think you should eat more alkaline, more raw, and more fruits and vegetables. And don't eat any other cooked foods for 3 or 4 days. And that really improves detoxification, which is something we have to think about. So start taking products that help buffer pH, magnesium, potassium, baking soda. Take a green drink every day. Turmeric or curcumin, the active ingredient of turmeric, helps reduce inflammation and has been found to really help many health problems. Systemic enzymes are so important. Enzymes are required for all living functions, including eating, breathing, sleeping. The body produces its own enzymes to support these functions, but around the age of 29, enzymes start to come out of the body, start being produced less. So enzymes are specially formulated to supplement the body's ability to dissolve fibrin. That's important. Amyloid, this is waste in the body and fibrin. Cleanse the blood and detoxify the body to maintain healthy inflammation levels. So it really is about balancing the body. And we do that even with Epsom salt and baking soda baths can make a big difference. Epsom salt gives you magnesium, and the sulfate in the Epsom salt gives you nitric oxide, which relaxes vascular smooth muscles. You know, and it really is important to be hydrated. If you're not hydrated, we need to drink water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. If you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, add minerals to it to make it more alkaline. Daily exercise to move blood through your body. This is how we remove waste, improve circulation. We can exercise your tongue by pushing it against the roof of your mouth 10 to 15 times, 20 times. Just push it up there like you're doing exercise, like you're doing a push-up with your tongue. Good posture. If you're slouching all the time, you could be limiting lymph flow to your tongue. So sit straighter. Deep breathing pulls waste through our body, through our organs. And lymphatic drainage sessions are so important because we manually move waste out of your body and improve circulation. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how acid is stopping our lymphatic system, creating most of our health problems. So the goal is to help balance pH in the body, activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and detoxification, and your life changes. In this case, the tongue, really, nobody understands this. We need to manually drain the lymphatic system in the neck and tongue, and you will feel an instantaneous difference in your body. You'll feel circulation. On next Thursday show, I'll be explaining how to help rheumatoid arthritis by balancing pH and improving lymph flow. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to improve your life and how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I want to make a difference in your life. Go out and have a balanced and joyful life. Thank you.